Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We have our Stanley Cup final matchup. The Vegas Golden Knights had locked up the Western Conference in Game 5 with a win over the Winnipeg Jets on Sunday. Last night, the Washington Capitals win the East in a Game 7 over Tampa. Game 1, Knights, Caps, Monday night, Stanley Cup final. And joining us from the Vegas Golden Knights is one of the guys that has the perfect Knights story. Left available in the expansion draft by the Boston Bruins, selected last summer, a little bit less than a year ago, by the Vegas Golden Knights, and he's played in every game this season, the regular season, for the Vegas Golden Knights. Colin Miller, defenseman, joining us this morning on the show. Colin, good morning.
Morning, guys. How you doing?
Doing great, man. Congratulations on the bid and winning the West. How you guys feeling right now, now that you know who you're going to play?
Yeah, it's exciting. Definitely was a little different game than I think we all expected last night, but kudos to Washington. They're a very good team, so it's definitely nice now to know who we're gonna have, and we're looking forward to Monday.
Did you watch with teammates? Did you watch alone? Where did you watch last night's game?
I just watched at my place here with Braden McNabb and the guy on the team, so... Yeah, we were tuned in, and I'm sure a lot of the guys were last night. It was definitely one that we were watching.
You are going to be asked this a lot going into this series, then throughout the series. How do you try to stop as a defenseman what Alexander Ovechkin brings to the table? Is there a way to do so? What is the game plan? What do you guys have to do?
Yeah, he's a man on a mission right now. I mean, he's obviously been pretty special this playoffs, and I think that, you know, once they got over Pittsburgh, he's been a very good player. So it'll be a group effort. I think, you know, we've done a good job all year of shutting down top lines, and Nate Schmidt and Braden McNabb really get the bolt load. They'll see him the most. But anything else, you know, the rest of us can do to help out is definitely we'll do it.
It's going to be more than a week since you guys have played. By the next time you're on the ice, you'll come up on Monday night for game number one. Are you itching to get back on the ice? Are you worried about getting rusty at all?
Well, we skated yesterday. We'll skate today, you know, so we'll be on the ice definitely. But, as for a game, like, it's a little different, you know, when you're off for this long. I don't think we definitely don't get this much time off during the season, but it's nice. We have, those series are so busy back to back, and then you're flying, and it really, you know, you're really invested for 2 weeks or however long they last. So to get some time here and have a little break, rest the body is definitely nice.
Colin Miller, Golden Knights defenseman, joining us this morning on the show in advance of the Stanley Cup final. So I don't know where I fall on this. Now help me out. Some people call you guys a Cinderella because as an expansion team and a quote-unquote cast of misfits or cast-offs, you guys are all the way into the Stanley Cup final. Others are saying they're not Cinderella. They're a really good team. They've got talented guys. They're one of the most talented expansion teams ever. So are you Cinderella or are you not Cinderella? Help me out on this.
I don't know. I think it's a little bit of both, you know. Obviously, it's a pretty cool story that's being written here. And I think, with everything that happened at the beginning of the year, it was an emotional start. And I think the fans really got behind us early on in the year, and I think that, you know, we kind of made that connection, and we're thrilled to be playing here in Vegas. But then, you know, you look at it that there's a lot of guys that, you know, haven't had this opportunity before in their career. You know, a lot of guys come over from different teams, and and get chances that they've never had. And it was just about, you know, whether they were going to be able to handle, you know, the load or the work and getting that much opportunity. And you know, up to this date, we've been able to. So, I don't know, a little bit of both. But I think, if you ask some guys in the room, I think we're some good hockey players too, and we're just, you know, looking to take advantage of another opportunity here.
Were you disappointed when you were left available by the Bruins in the expansion draft?
No, I was not. I mean, I understand, you know, it's business. It's how it works. Boston has a lot of great defensemen there. You know, I was very happy there. I was there for 2 years and made some, you know, really strong connections in the city and obviously with the group of guys there. So, but I got nothing good things to say. You know, they gave me my start in the NHL and I was very fortunate for it.
You went from one of the oldest hockey cities to the newest hockey city. And we know how great Bruins fans can be in that city about pucks. But you're developing a new fan base now in the desert in Vegas. What has it been like to watch this fan base kind of grow and be more intellectual maybe and understand the game more as the season's gone on? And now how crazy the city has been on the verge of the Stanley Cup final. What's that experience been like to kind of watch the city grow into hockey fans?
Yeah, it's been amazing. Early on, I mean, even the fan support has been there the whole time. I mean, that rink's been pretty crazy since day one. So it's awesome to see. And then, you know, out in Summerlin here, there's, you know, fans at our practice rink all the time outside the rink and stuff like that. And it's great. It's great to see. I mean, like you said there, Boston was a passionate market, but I don't think they can hold a candle, you know, to what's going on in Vegas right now.
You don't think Bruins fans can hold a candle to what's going on in Vegas, huh?
Well, it's pretty wild. I mean, with everything going on, I mean, the fans are into it. They're all excited, and it's great to see.
So let me finally ask you this. Are you superstitious like so many hockey players are? And if you are, what's the superstition you've had to hold dear right now as you guys have made it all the way through to the Stanley Cup final?
I'm not too superstitious, but, you know, there's some little things, you know, that you do before each game and that you kind of try to keep the same. Some guys are pretty weird with some stuff, but other than that, no, I'm not too superstitious. Just try and kind of keep the same routine, eat the same thing, and go out there and play some hockey.
Colin Miller joining us from the Golden Knights as the Golden Knights and the Capitals will face off at the Stanley Cup Final coming up, starting Game 1 on Monday night. Colin, man, great stuff. Congratulations. Enjoy it. Soak it up. This is such a cool hockey story. And hopefully we'll talk to you again, man.
Sounds good. Thanks, guys.
You got it. Colin Miller joining us for the Vegas Golden Knights. I mean, both sides of this equation are just incredible because you have the first expansion team ever, really, true expansion team, getting all the way to the Stanley Cup final. The Blues did it, but they were guaranteed an expansion team, some expansion team getting there because the entire conference was made up of the expansion teams back in 1968. Versus Ovechkin of the Capitals, who have never won a Stanley Cup. So something's got to give here, which is so cool.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.